This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to feel comfortable in your situation. If you are feeling the doubt, the negativity, that low energy that's not allowing you to be confident and move forward in your best light, then this is going to be the episode for you, because we're going to cover a perspective that will give you that power so that you can create the future that you want. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep healing meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And we're going to take a deep breath in. And as you're breathing in, you're going to say that word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with that energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right, well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear today to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you were surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So I was trying to figure out how to put this idea into a podcast. And sometimes that's the hard part of sharing it in a way that really helps with perspective. So I'm going to start with where the idea came from. So many of you message me on Instagram, and some of it's just, you know, appreciation for the podcast, which I absolutely love and inspires me. So thank you so much for that. But a lot of times with that comes the journey that you're on, the struggle that you've been going through, whatever reason that had you tune in to the podcast, you share that. And it's so wonderful because it has given me such a unique perspective that I want to share with you. And hopefully this will help you understand that you're not alone. So many people message me that are so different. I can tell when I look at people's pages, like everybody is so different, you know, so many different backgrounds, so many different, you know, countries, locations, just people that you would never see together in a group. But yet we're all struggling with very similar things. And it's just such a reminder that you're not alone. The things that you're going through, even though they're important and they are specific to you, and it's not to minimize them, but so many other people are struggling too. And things like social media, I think, give us the illusion that other people aren't struggling like us. When you look at someone's social media page, a lot of times we show our highlights, we show our best moments on there. And it's understandable, right? You're sharing something with the world. You want to look your best. You want to feel your best when you do that. But it creates this illusion that sometimes we think, we're the ones that are struggling and everyone else has it figured out. But that's absolutely not the case. And so something that I really want to encourage you to do, if you are trying to figure out how do I be in this positive energy? Well, there's two parts of it, right? There's the receiving, there's the understanding part within, and then there's the giving. And something that I think would be great to do if we all just gave positivity to somebody that is the complete opposite of us. So however you are, whatever your political beliefs are, whatever is you, find somebody that is the exact opposite of that that you would probably never talk to, never hang out with, and give them some positive healing love. Whether it's just a happy compliment or it's a thankfulness, you know, telling them that you're thankful for what they do, whatever it is, reach out and connect with somebody that is the complete opposite of you. They may not react in a way that gives you anything. They might just say thank you and move about their lives. They might really appreciate it and let you know. But the point isn't about what they do. The point is allowing energy to start flowing through you. When we allow ourselves to be transmitters of energy, it's extremely powerful. You see, we're always doing that. The difference is taking control or not having control. When you are feeling negative, when you are feeling down, I promise you, you are giving that negative energy out. You may not want to, you may not even be aware of it, but you are doing that. We are creators. So however we're feeling, we're going to create that in the world around us. It's a choice, and it's not an easy one. I'm not just saying, you know, you can just shift and do this right away, but it is a choice on what energy we reside on, and it's also a choice what energy we decide to give. So start looking for somebody that you can give that energy to. And you may not have a lot to give. That's okay. I know that you're going through your struggle too. That's perfectly okay. We are all trying to make it. We are all on the same path. And this division that exists doesn't benefit us. And we are here to be the positive force in the world. You cannot be in the love energy and have hate in your heart. You cannot be in forgiveness energy and hold grudges in your heart. We have to learn to give what it is that we want to receive. But the expectation cannot be that you will receive it from those that you give it to. You have to give it to anybody and everybody that's open. We become the example. We become this positive ball of energy as we move forward. It doesn't matter if other people receive it. That's not what we're going to get our fulfillment from. We will get the enjoyment. We will get that inner peace from knowing our thoughts, our actions, and our heart. That is the focus. And if you're looking for a great place to start, that's the place to start. Start offering the healing that you wish somebody would give to you. Just imagine for a moment that you're at work or you're at school or you're, you know, just going through your daily routine and somebody comes up to you. Maybe you know them, maybe you don't, but they come up to you and they are the exact opposite of you. Whatever you are, they are the opposite of that. And they offer you some love. You know, they give you a compliment about, you know, how you conduct your work or how you present yourself or how you speak, whatever it is. They give you that love and that respect. Somebody you would never expect it to come from. That is going to feel good. So be that change that we would love to see. As you start giving it, it will become easier. Now we have to work on the receiving part for ourselves. We have to work on that positive perspective, of course, because if you just give, you will run out. We have to learn how to fill our cup. But I just feel this calling to say that that's what we need to be doing. We need to be that positive change. That is part of the calling that you have. I've been talking about it a lot these past few episodes. There's a reason that you're tuned into this podcast. There's a reason that you share it. There's a reason that you are looking for ways to change your energy. You are not the only person that struggles. We are not the only ones that have negative thoughts. We are not the only ones that are stuck in a negative energy. There's so many people that are. But we are the ones that are here trying to change. We are the ones with this calling telling us that something needs to be different. That there's a reason why you're not okay being the energy that you are. There's a reason for it. So let's acknowledge that. Let's accept that and change what satisfies us, what inspires us. And let's be this change that inspires other people. Let's work on ourselves and understand that everything is an opportunity. Everything is meant to give you perspective. All the pain is meant to give you perspective. It's not happening for you so that you get something amazing on the other side. It's happening for you to give you the opportunity to find love where it didn't exist, where it was so hard to see, where the most people couldn't find it. You were having that opportunity every day. That doesn't mean you need to stay in dangerous situations. It doesn't mean you have to stay in hurtful situations, traumatic situations. You can get out of there. You can move. That's okay to get out of those things. But what we do while we're in them is reflect, is grow, is raise our energy. That's what we're meant to do. We are meant to be the positive change. You are an amazing being. I'm telling you right now, I know without a doubt, I haven't met a single person that listens to this podcast that is not an inspiring individual. Every single one of you, every time I talk to you, I just can't believe how amazing you are. And I'm not just saying that, you absolutely are. You can see on your profiles, you can see the friends, you know, the great accomplishments that you have. I can tell when we have conversations, when you message me or when we do sessions one-on-one, like every single one of you have had some painful experiences, but there's this glimmer, there's this light that's within you that shines. Other people will see it too. It's time for you to acknowledge and accept that you are meant for more. You are meant to be this powerful example that grows, that heals, and loves those around you. That is your journey. That is your passion. That is your mission. So let's accept it. Let's be the change that we want to see and be the rising tide that lifts all ships.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful and got you thinking about what you can do and how you can truly change your energy and be the change that you want to see. If you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description. It will keep you up to date with every single episode. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's my Instagram and TikTok down below. So I appreciate everybody that has followed me and sent me those messages. They're so inspiring. So thank you so much for that. And if you want to follow along on a health and wellness journey, consider joining the Positive Mindset Facebook group. There's a link down below. Join it. We're just talking about fitness right now, really getting that health component down, but we will go into other things, of course. It's all about just growing, and there's nothing official about it. It's just a group for us to come together and hopefully raise our vibration. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.